Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I wonder who this is about. Welcome back. Midday Show, Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us. Could be about Rhys Hoskins when he arrives back tonight. I want him to stay. I want Rhys Hoskins back as a Philly at the trade deadline. Agree, disagree. The Phillies obviously had a chance to be the man last night and hit a Brave. Didn't do it. Find that disappointing. But Hugh, I think we have to rewrite a list around here because we have some Phillies authorities at WIP, right? We're the station of the Phillies. We got a lot of people around here that love baseball. We have some Phillies authorities that have established themselves over the years. But I think we have perhaps a new sheriff in town.
You're so messy.
I'm not messy. I'm giving credit where credit's due. Hold on. So a couple messy. Weeks ago, we had the Jose Alvarado suspension, right? That was a big deal.
Yeah.
And what I didn't realize then, and I found out that next day when we were discussing, Alex Cole, he is a producer here at WIP. He's often on weekends and overnights and late nights. He was one of the first people that actually had the information that Alvarado was getting suspended. So obviously good on him, and he has a source. And last couple of days, he's thrown out some trade rumors that he's heard. You know, Phillies has some interesting Cedric Mullins of the Orioles, Mason Miller of the A's, which obviously would be some upgrades here for the Phillies. So we'll see what happens with that. But Alex, you know, doing a good job here at WIP, and now he's got some sources, so he's breaking some news for us. Good job. So I think if we make a list here, and I want to make a fair list of Phillies authorities at WIP, Alex, after breaking the Alvarado news, got to be on the list. We all agree on that? Alex doing a good job breaking news?
Alex, yeah, Alex, for sure. Alex has been on the heater.
All right, we have Devin Caney, who's our Phillies reporter. They're at the games all the time, reporting on the team. She obviously is a Phillies authority here at WIP. We have Ruben Amaro, a Phillies authority at WIP. We have Ben Davis, a Phillies authority at WIP. Am I missing anyone? We have, we have Fran, who helped you hit a parlay yesterday.
Fran, he just walked in here, you know. Talking about his parlay. He gave me another one. I forgot what it was.
You have been all over Taijuan Walker's stats. By the way, he pitches tonight. I'm going to need a line by the end of the show for Taijuan. But you have been the Taijuan whisperer from opening week of the season.
I'm thinking five.
Five innings?
Yeah.
I like that.
I'm thinking five now.
I don't know
the routine. I can't believe that we've been here for damn near 4 hours. It's almost time to go.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Don't weasel out of the Phillies authority segment.
I'm not. I'm just saying you're being messy.
I'm not being messy. I'm naming the Phillies authorities.
You
station.
Like being messy.
Well,
you
not
called a.
Did I miss anyone?
Okay, I almost fine. Just did it too.
Alex Call, Devin Caney, Ruben Amaro, Ben Davis.
That's three times for me today.
Francisco
Ben,
Rojas.
Yeah, Ben. Buzz.
Seltzer.
Yep.
Where's Jack Fritz?
Jack. Jack's in here, too.
Jack is...
Is he still a top five authority on the Phillies of the station?
Yes.
Well, hold on. Alex, Devin, Ruben, Ben.
Jack, are you going to let me finish? You're going to just keep continue being messy?
As recently as a few days ago, sure. I think he's flustered by this whole thing.
By the Alex Call ride?
So, Jack, if you're listening, this is what you bring to the table that I appreciate immensely. It's your expertise in the field because you play the game and you come from a perspective
the game.
Of
Hold
the,
on.
The fan. He Hold. Played baseball.
Well, so yeah, I mean, but you
he played baseball.
I know, but when we say played the game, I think of you and Ike and Richie.
Well, he did. Well, his unique perspective. Mm-hmm. I like Jack's perspective when it comes to baseball.
No, I do too.
And Jack,
I
mean, don't let your co-host Ike and Spike get in your head, man. Don't let them get in your head.
I'm trying to make sure.
Spike can't even do push-ups. You gonna let some dude that can't even do push-ups get in your head?
See, now you're being messy.
I am.
I think it's too late. Feel bad for it's in his head.
No, I'm just saying.
You should have heard him the other day.
No, I feel like Jack is, we know Jack. Jack wears his heart on his sleeve.
Jack's a great Phillies fan. I'm just wondering if he's still one of the top five authorities on the team at WIP. It's how they do the Eagles inside of your power rankings. Mm-hmm. It's fluid, the Phillies authorities. We just have some new members. I mean, Alex is jumping up the list.
I'm trying to think of what I can say about
broke
Ike.
The Alvarado news.
I gotta take a shot at it. I don't know what to say, though.
Take a shot at who?
Take a shot at Ike. Because Ike dead wrong for picking with Jack like that. But I know it feel like it's mostly Spike, though.
Well, whenever you want to take a shot at Ike, we just play the audio of him singing and dancing. Dawkins thing.
No, listen. this weekend is, we're going to get together with the family. We're going to have a Brian Dawkins weekend. And like we do every year. Ike's going to be the MC. Ike, at some point during the night, Ike's going to end up being the MC.
Is that kind of how it happens? Just goes that way?
Somehow. That's why I said, I'm just going to stay there. I'll put this one out there.
I know the song. Clap your hands, everybody.
Because let me tell you who Ike is in a nutshell. Ike is the uncle at the barbecue that when he gets around family and they get to playing the OJs or something like that, Ike's going to get up there and Ike taking over. The OJ, yeah. Ike taking over now. He going to take over. It's just a matter
train.
Of time. Yeah, people all over the world. Yeah, all that. Let something jump and come on. Ike will sit there. And you know what the best part about it? He'll need a whole lot to get going. He just need, you know what I'm saying, just a nice little nudge.
Yeah.
And then Ike's going to take over the MC at point. I hope I get a chance. Now I'm saying he's probably listening. He's probably not going to do it. But I hope I get a chance to videotape that because it's going to happen.
Please do and send it out.
It's going to happen.
We just don't need you joining in.
I'm not.
Living in this big blue world.
Normally when I go into social settings like that, especially when I'm around my old teammates, I just kind of sit back and just laugh and giggle. Yeah. Because Hollis is going to be there. We all know Hollis.
Hold up, guys.
94 WIP breaking news.
Niners and Eagles working on a trade that will send Bryce Huff to San Francisco for a mid-round pick. The trade cannot and would not be processed until after June 1st.
All right, here.
Both sides working to make it happen, and Huff already has reworked his contract to help facilitate the trade. In San Francisco, hopefully, yeah, whatever.
Do you guys know the connection? Why it makes some sense?
Robert Saleh.
Robert Saleh is the defensive coordinator once again of the 49ers.
And he's going to get the most out of it.
Well, that was.
I forgot he was there.
That's the best he ever was in the NFL, was with Saleh two years ago when he had 10 plus sacks. All right. Well, you know what caught my attention? The mid round pick. That's better than I thought they would get. When Kyle started reading it, and I realized we're talking about Huff here. I was expecting him to say late round pick. If Howie can finagle a fifth round pick from the Niners for a guy they told to stay home, I will take that.
So the Eagles are only now going to take on $9 million.
Okay, so they're good.
Leaving the Niners with 7.95.
So Hugh, that changes the perspective a little bit. They owe him 7.95, the Niners, not the 16 that it was going to be.
Yeah, so the Eagles took some of that hit.
Nine.
Yeah. I mean, that's still a lot. For a part-time player.
Though. Well, and the Eagles are paying $9 million to get a fifth-round pick.
Yeah,
I mean, they're dump.
Yeah, yeah.
This is a dump, though. I am impressed they can get something as high as I'm just guessing fifth-round pick off of the mid-round pick thing. Is fifth still a mid-round pick? What's mid-round? I think 3, 4, 5 is mid.
Yep.
All right, so, I mean, if we get a fifth, I'm totally good with this. He wasn't going to play here. I mean, it's just like they told him to stay home.
It sounds like that was the case. It sounds like, by them telling him to stay at home, that he had no place here.
Let me ask you this. Do you have any, and I'm curious what you think particularly on this, because I know you at one point believed in him. Do you have any concern that we are sending him to a team that we often have to deal with?
Like I thought about that.
It's not an AFC South team.
I thought about that, and there's some irony to that.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus DNC supply.
But, the Niners have taken on some water.
They have. Now, they have one of the league's easiest schedules. A lot of people think they're going to bounce back. I'm not sure they're going to be great.
Are you asking me if I'm concerned about San Fran coming here and doing what they did to us a couple years ago? Probably not.
Well, no. I don't think they're quite at that level they were. I'm just saying we're trading them to a team we could run into. Like, it's not out of the realm of possibility that the Eagles play the Niners in the playoffs this year. Like, the Niners could get a sixth seed
us. I know what you're saying, but I also look at it like this, Joe, because I'm processing it. It's – You don't have too many dance partners.
That's true.
In this,
you got to take if someone's offering
you
something.
And if you're like, because here's the thing, the biggest thing when it comes to Bryce Huff for me is the money. And you talk about roughly before if you get the Niners to take this on $16 million. No, everybody's looking at that. Most teams looking at that like that's a lot to pay for a guy who isn't going to play every down. Now, Salah, that's different because he knows him and he's probably in that office right now saying, I could get the most out of him. I could get a 15-sack season out of him. Or, let's be more real, 10-sack, because he had a 10-sack season. So, I can get some production out of him. And he's probably going to put him in a position where he's probably going to be a guy that roams around. Because, you know, you got the other Bosa kid out there. So, he'll probably play opposite of him, or I could see him lining up on the same, if they get him, lining up on the same side, running stunts, and freeing him up and allowing him to use his speed and some of the things he does to his advantage. I can see that.
So Elliott said it opens up around $4 million in salary cap space for the Eagles.
Which, all right, so that's obviously good. They could roll that over next year when they have to pay more of these young guys or use it to still upgrade the team. I mean,
You know what the irony is, though,
what's
Joe?
What's that?
He goes to the team that knocked us out the year that we were trying to go to the Super Bowl, and they get beat, and now he goes as a Super Bowl champion to the San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I do think the landing spot is interesting, that they wanted him. I understand the Salah connection, but it's not some terrible team. It's not some terrible franchise. Yeah. It's a good franchise that wins a lot, think they could do something with
him. Would it be insane if he had a decent season with the Niners?
I think he'll have a decent season. Now, sure when I say don't. Decent, 8 sacks.
Well, that's decent.
That's more than decent.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I don't expect it to be anything, you know, earth-shattering, but 8 sacks, that's respectable.
Are you gonna hold the L on this?
I'll take it.
It's a massive.
We are growing. We are growing as a show
slowly,
and I will take the L.
Massive L. All right, let's go to Black Gritty. He hands that L sometimes. What's up, Black Gritty?
Man, you out here doing some dirty work. You trying to get Jack, aka No Load, knocked out of the top five? Man, alive. You better get some sources, is all I'm saying.
I'm just saying. I need authorities here, authorities.
We take our baseball serious around these parts, man.
No, you don't, you punk Scooby. You out here throwing balls in people's heads. You out here snuffling up again. Guess what? Somebody kept talking about, if somebody came to the job and hit you, If you were at a function that you didn't have to work at and somebody looked you sideways, you'd be mean mugging people in the street on a regular basis. And you out here talking about me. Bryce Harper's been hit 92 times, and Tom Brady ain't done nothing about it. It's not one, it's two, it's three. It's at some point, you got to stand up to at least let the league know, stop hitting my baby, okay? How come Bryce's the only one taking all these hits? Yes, that's thank you, Bryce, for choosing me. That's my baby. I mean, he's still such a man of baseball. That's my guy. You have got to let the league know you can't keep coming at my line like this. You got to stand up and do something. Now they're here messing with Trey. You know what I mean? He finally started hitting the ball. Now you want to hit Trey? Nah, see, it's because they have to be soft. And that's the manager. If the manager say hit him, you hit him, and then somebody got to fight. That's what it is. I don't care if they soft. You know what I mean? That's why I need some pepper up in there. That's why I need some jazz music instead of all this country music. I need some fight out here, okay? So I'm sick and tired of you, because I know how you do. You petty. You out here throwing hands for no reason all the time. And that's why you're farting half the time when you sit in the chair.
I'm trying.
Now, Joe Giglio, you get on my nerves, see?
What did I do today?
You're happily married. You got a family. But let me just tell you something, because me and you be out here in these streets. When you break up with somebody, this is how it goes. You break up with them, they either change your number and your name, and they give you some scary voicemail number when you call and say, no, not to answer you. Or they block you. So that way, whenever time you call, you just get the doo-doo. Then it gets to the point where you call them, and they don't change their number on you, dog. You're at level change the number of results. You don't talk about this man so much. You made him lead a country, state, and team and change his number. Now you're trying to call him back. You can't even get his number. The only reason I want Reese back here is if his wife comes with him, okay? If we get his wife back over here in Philadelphia, then bring him on back home, okay? And calm down, you. Hey, she was out here buying everybody beers. I mean, she is a queen of Philadelphia.
She was. That was awesome.
She always will be. He can come back and bring her with my guests. But I don't need Reese. I need pitching. I need relief. I need relievers. I need help.
I need both. I apologize to Reese. We moved on. He's good now. He's ready to come back.
You can't apologize if somebody don't got their number no more, baby.
Well, I'll send someone to send. Well, then you can apologize for me. Tell him I want him back on the Phillies.
I will. And watch yourself about the Rojas boys. You know what I mean? Just because we having a bad couple weeks, when we was out there riding high, you want to give us no credit. Now we a little bit of something
six.
Trying to bring
no,
some
hits in May.
He said it with bravado.
He's got
too.
Six hits in May, Rojas boys.
Hey, see what I'm saying? See, last month we was out here flying home with 300. You ain't going to say nothing. You know what I mean? You want to ignore the real numbers. Now you out here with a little slump. You want to talk trash? Watch yourself, Joe Giglio, and you stop being a punk Scooby McDoo.
I agree.
Out here going to the World Series. I talked to y'all.
All right, Black Rudy, we appreciate it. Yeah, I'm glad he came after you.
What?
You heard that.
What?
I mean, you've been soft this whole time.
I'm trying to do the adult thing.
Nobody
sometimes
cares about being an adult.
Adulting is hard.
This
man.
Is WIP.
Yeah, that's why we've given up.
All right, can we check?
I can't give up, though.
You got it. Can we check in with you people who yesterday brought a sign to the Phillies game?
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
Yeah, so shout out to Brittany. Came through with the You People sign. I do want to apologize to everybody in that section, though.
Why?
That had to look at our faces on that poster.
The whole game. Yeah.
That's tough. But
well, listen, You People, they're everywhere.
Yep. They sure are. I like this guy at the beginning of the show who was commenting a lot and said, this Joe guy really gets on my nerves.
Mm-hmm, me too. Big old jerk, that guy.
I love it, this Joe guy.
This guy that I'm watching right, show.
He just got here today.
Yep, just showed up.
And then another one. This Joe guy is the same host who wanted to hit wanted someone to hit a Brave,
yes.
A mean-spirited person.
I'm mean-spirited?
Yep.
This is pro sports. Stop being a baby. Like, I'm like, what's the call that called and someone's going to die?
You get the most of the heat on Friday.
Well, just wait. I'm sure it'll shift.
Yep. Why don't you just let Hoskins live his life?
He's a Major League Baseball player.
It's still on you. It's still on you.
You know what? You guys have it your way. Watch Kepler hit in the postseason. Count on Bohm.
Well, I don't like. What is us doing a show about bringing Reese Hoskins back? How is that disturbing him living his life?
Yeah, people hear different things, man. People hear different things.
What do we think about Elliot Shore farts?
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's timely.
Yeah.
Yep. Very timely.
Couple of out-of-context comments here that slipped in. Lakin should be fired for this.
You know what? Just say that one.
For what?
Anything.
What do you do?
Anything we did.
It's on him.
So I need someone's head on his
it's
platter.
It's on the boss.
Yeah. please, Hugh.
That's
it? That one just, yep.
That sounds like a lady. Was that a lady?
I'm going to guess that was for you defending the Phillies not hitting the Braves.
Maybe, yeah.
Like, oh, please, Hugh, come on.
Oh, probably. I don't, the effort today was kind of lacking. A little effort.
They didn't come after you as much.
Well, just wait a second.
Oh, okay. Wait. Hold on.
Well, somebody said Hugh's two biggest fears in life, water and accountability.
That sounds like a recurring listener.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, for sure.
The themes pour out of the radio.
They know you.
They can hear it.
And somebody pointed this out. I forgot about this. This is the last thing. Hugh had a moment earlier in the show today.
Oh, yeah?
He just run. He's blocky. He looks like a linebacker. Yeah, and he just looks funny running.
But what do you think you are now?
A linebacker.
And it reminded them of this moment with Ramondre Stevenson and the Patriots reporter. Listen to this.
What do you think that your best feature is? I mean, you're a big back, you're good run black back.
Yeah, that's when you say it like that, dog. It's a slippery slope.
And the reporter can't recover.
Like, no, you can't. You can't. That's why I kept saying it, and it kept coming out the same way. And I'm like, yeah, we here. And we here.
But the worst part is, the reporter continued to stumble. I don't know if you caught the end of it, but he still failed.
Yeah, because he knew once he said black, it was a wrap. Nobody heard any. Kind of like I did, because when you hear line blacker, you hear nothing else. You just hear line blacker.
But the end of it, he's.
What do you think that your best feature is? I mean, you're a big back. You're good run black back.
You're a good run blacker. You're a big black guy. Like it's easy to fill in the blanks at that point.
I think if I had to guess, he stumbled over blocker and backer.
Linebacker, yeah.
And it just turned into blacker.
Good thing we're all inclusive. Yes. Because if we weren't, boy.
It's good being all inclusive. All right, we appreciate you people. You know what? Let's light a little fire before we end the show today. Jay in Philly wanted to get in on the Jalen Hurts conversation from yesterday. Jay, what's up?
What'd you say, really, Joe?
What's going on, fellas?
Jay!
What's up, Jay?
Hey, Hugh, man. Why? They know you don't do certain things, man, and they still act surprised.
Because when you say you're not cool. You know why? They get a kick out of it. That's where we
are
in life.
I know. But they act like they guys who got stuff mounted bare hands over top of their fire places or something, man.
Jay, let me tell you. I've hung out with you. Joe, it would be a problem because Joe is the type of cat. He's willing to go. He'll go. Like, that's the problem. He will try it. And that's an issue that we would have.
I'm going hiking in the Cascade Mountains in Washington
State.
See,
that's what I'm saying.
July,
I'm ready. That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, Joe, man. You going to have face paint and a Rambo knife with you, man. You going hiking in the national park.
That's right. I'm not sure about the face paint, but I'll be ready to roll. All right, what do you think about Jalen Hurts? Is he the second best quarterback in pro football,
Jay? Yeah, hurry up.
I would. Oh, because me and Kyle was going at it. So yeah, I wouldn't be upset if he was the second rated quarterback. Josh Allen in the last 5 years has thrown over 60 interceptions. Okay. Joe Burrow has thrown 45 interceptions, and he had a year where he was injured a lot of the year. In basketball, you got guys who can score 20, 25 points, but you can stop them when you need to. And these quarterbacks, they're not winners. When we say winners, nobody cares about who was in the AFC Championship game 20 years ago. Nobody cares about that. Okay, so these guys are not winners. And when everybody says that these guys is because of Mahomes, guess what? When Tom Brady was there, it was the teams in the AFC that won Super Bowls. So I don't want to hear that, man. I don't want to hear it. Stop saying that because the Steelers got championships. The Ravens got championships. Okay, other teams won when the best quarterback ever was there, and these dudes can't beat a dude that we beat once and should have beat before too. So I don't want to hear about that, man. Joe Burrow got
too
a
bad.
Whole offense. He put his offense winning from college.
All right, Jay. Let's continue this next week because we really have to go. I just want to let him light the fire onto the airwaves, and then we go. Listen, Hurts a really good quarterback. He's not top two. I mean, yesterday I had to tell Hugh about this. Now we got to tell Jay. I mean, just sit on it for the weekend.
Nope, better than Josh Allen, Burrow.
No.
I'm going to let y'all have it.
Quickly, because we got to go. I looked up the numbers. Last 4 years, since Hurts became the starter.
Mm-hmm.
Lamar, Jalen, Allen, Burrow. There's only three statistical categories that Jalen wins. Three of all the four guys. Win-loss record. So they got the winner thing.
Mm-hmm.
Rushing attempts and rushing touchdowns. And most of those because of tush-push.
And the one biggest
He's got a ring. Yeah, he's got a ring. Oh, yeah, we know. All right, we got to go. That's it for us today. You guys have a great weekend. Afternoon show next. We'll talk to you Monday from the Brian Dawkins Golf Outing on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.